Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and Northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. When the term folk music was first coined by a German sociologist of the 19th century, it basically referred to the music of the unread masses. Hence, with the unprecedented boom in literacy during the Industrial Revolution, you'd think that folk music was locked forever in the past. But in America, people saw it differently. And during the 1930s, the tradition of the lettered but unbound troubadour songwriter developed. Folk music still referred to the masses, but these songwriters were shooting for more than the moon and June pop themes of Tin Pan Alley. The Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival provides a special forum for songwriters of this stripe each year. Let's join the audience at the night's annual event for the Songwriters Workshop. song that we just wrote, just finished a couple weeks ago.
The wedding songs, when two people are going to sing them, gives you the opportunity to express two points of view clearly in one song, because two people can, one can each take a viewpoint, and this is maybe an example of that, but also it's an example of a bunch of other stuff too.
Wisconsin songwriters Lou and Peter Berriman, Why Am I Painting the Living Room? Before that, the Upper Peninsula's own Mark Mitchell with Let's Write Ourselves a Song. Coming up next, Illinois songwriter Ann Hill.
I was traveling through West Virginia with Pat Fleming, who used to be in the Balkan Rhythm Band and was actually on the album that they had out. He's a wonderful jazz guitarist from Chicago, and he and I used to work together, and he's from West Virginia. We went out to do the Mountain Stage Show, which is in Charleston, West Virginia. And as we were riding through the hills, he started remembering his childhood, and he didn't realize how beautiful some of the things he was saying were coming out, you know. So I quick wrote him down, had him hold the wheel, you know, and so. And then I added some of my own memories, and this is the sign that came out. In St. Mary's, West Virginia, out on the federal road, looking past the farmhouse to the bridge, where the sugar creek winds past abandoned fields and mines. And in 1936, 7 years ago, you can feel the summer heat in the air at your feet, with the cicadas' voices rising in the sky. I can be there in a minute, be the tractor I'm in it by. My papa and my childhood have begun. So roll these moments back, leave me standing solid in the dark. Then let the child inside me guide me home. And in the forest of my childhood, let me roam. So I can hear my grandpa say that we only learn to live just about the time it's time for us to die. And the lessons that we learn are the bridges that we burn, always with us, yet behind us all the stars.
Thank you. barn sounds far away. They can miss out on what the elders have to say. Well, to the sound of the mornings on the farm and the place that I call home. Here's to the signs on the edge of the town, the trees to the bone. Here's to the people of the fields and the farms and the things that time will bring. If you want to go to the eye, and the winters are high when the cups don't start and the wind does to you too. But the insulated owners of the fields and the farms are taking the children into their arms to comfort them with all their country charm. When the cattle need trotting and the pigs need feeding, there ain't no time to waste, no time. Supper at 6 is the old tradition and the chickens and cats are crying. And the cobalt sky is turning to gray. It's the best indication of the end of day. But the people of the fields and the farms work anyway. Here's to the sound of the mornings on the farm and the place that I call home. Here's to the signs on the ends of the town, the trees that feed us home. Here's to the people of the fields and the farms and the things that time will bring. If you all the filthy I will sing.
Thank you. I'm going to do a song that I wrote a few years back that I wrote one day. I was walking over to my mother's house. I still live very close to my parents, and try to visit them every week. And I was walking over to my mother's house, and it was on a Halloween day. I remember it was Halloween day because, I went to visit her, and then I decided to take a walk around the old neighborhood where I grew up. And it was one of those beautiful, clear autumn days, you know. And in my neighborhood where I grew up, and lots of big old elm trees, and you know, it's October day, and all the elm leaves are on the ground, and it's just turning into a beautiful day. There's something about the smell of dead leaves in the autumn that turns me on, anyway. And so I was just like walking down through these streets, you know, where I grew up, and I saw all these yards that I used to play in when I was a kid and all this stuff. And then school let out, and all the little kidlets were coming home from school, you know, wearing their Halloween costumes, and it just kind of brought back a lot of ghosts, so to speak. And so I wrote this song called Down the Streets of My Old Neighborhood. As I walk down the street of my old neighborhood, and my heart is still burned in no flame, and it cuts through the chill of this October wind. It's a feeling that's hard to explain. And then the smell of the leaves, it whispers to the empty, and the voices of children are playing. Brings back memories of friends we were much younger than, on the streets of my old neighborhood. Yeah, the streets of my old neighborhood.
love is so new. And without you, tender hearts would be true. And in hand, everyone needs the moon. Oh, your freckled face, smile, and the smell of your hair. Everybody is burned, and I don't miss you. As a lift of the touch, the first kiss was so good on the streets of my old neighborhood. Yeah, the streets of my old neighborhood.
That was Minnesota songster Peter Asusio with guitarist Dean McGraw on the streets of my old neighborhood. Before that, Clay Reines of Wisconsin with It's of Thee I Will Sing, and Ann Hills of Illinois with Roll These Moments Back. Time for one more, this one from Marquette songwriter Daryl Syria.
I wrote this song about a hobo that I had the pleasure to meet in a place called Bunny's Jungle.
Well, I've been sitting here for quite a while, waiting for the noonday train. A quarter of a dime in my pocket, and I can't afford a candy. Well, I was heading west for another trip to find it for Tennessee. But I'll be back on the easy track, down by the jungle way, from the jungle, a place where the soul hobo likes to be. Keep my finger, I'm a little friend, ain't got no calling. I don't want a place to go down beyond the railroad yard. The only home I know, Bomb Jungle, a place where the hobo likes to be. Bomb Jungle, five bottle of peace of mind, get myself to be.
We've been listening to Mark Mitchell, Lou and Peter Berriman, Clay Reines, Peter Estrusco and Dean McGraw, and Daryl Syria, all performing at a songwriter's workshop at the July 1987 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Cooperative for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.